From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the town of Coeymans in southern Albany County will consider a law to severely limit the burning of waste December 27th. The board is expected to vote on the issue January 10th, but first members of the public get to have their say. Representatives of Lafarge Holcomb, the international company that owns a cement plant in the area, are expected to speak against the measure. The proposed local law would set limits on waste burning and impose very strict standards on emissions, including toxic dioxins, furans, and the heavy metal mercury, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen oxides. The environmental group Riverkeeper is backing the proposal. Last year, plans to ship shredded garbage from Hartford, Connecticut to the Lafarge plant were made public, though Lafarge officials immediately denied to Connecticut officials being part of a proposal by Mustang Renewable Power Ventures. Local activists made much noise about the proposal, which is no longer on the table. Currently, Lafarge has an air pollution permit from the state that allows burning natural gas, coal, coke, or fuel oil as fuel in its high-temperature kiln used to make cement. Alternative fuels must be reviewed by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. In 2017, Lafarge began operating a new kiln system that is supposed to emit less air pollution and use less water than the old kiln. Part of the 2010 agreement between Lafarge and the state and federal officials. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that the town of New Lebanon is moving a fuel tank outside its highway garage after being cited in April 2017 as being unsafe for employees. Downtown Supervisor Colleen Teal does not expect the work to be completed until this March and is asking the state for another extension to its deadline. New Lebanon has already received several extensions to a deadline to move the 500-gallon diesel fuel tank from the State Public Employees Safety and Health Bureau. The town has been late and the bids have been too high for the project. Teal said, and I quote, "If we can do to save money in-house, we are doing it. We are looking to see if we can do the installation in-house," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that a mental health professional will be added to the Columbia Green Community College campus this spring for student counseling. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, December 12th, unanimously approved a contract between the County Department of Human Services and the college for 350 hours for a social worker at $70 per hour. The proposal first surfaced in August 2017, but Kinderhooktown Supervisor Patrick Grattan wanted the school districts to have satellite clinics before putting one in the college, according to the newspaper story. Grattan said, and I quote, "We agreed it would be good to have to send someone to the college, that it would be a good asset for the college. If someone is dealing with substance abuse, family problems, domestic abuse, to have someone trained to talk to them, give them direction would be invaluable. It would be very helpful," end quote. Columbia County already provides a sheriff's deputy on campus a few hours a week, with the college paying about 17% of that cost. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that hunters killed more white-tailed deer this year in New York, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Hunters killed 14% more deer in the northern zone and 11% more in the southern zone, which includes the WGXC listening area, through December 16th this year, compared to the year before. That's 94,515 dead deer this year in the southern zone and 14,458 this year in the northern zone, according to the DEC. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.